Kids typically come into foster care because of problems like abuse and neglect. These can have serious health consequences. But in many places, no one is on top of managing the details of these kids' health care. Side Effects Public Media's Michelle Faust takes us to a pediatric clinic in Rochester, New York that's using a special approach.
All right, we're going to go check those eyes and those ears, buddy, okay?
Nurse Kristen Marisi takes 4-year-old Daniel Atkinson down the hall for an eye exam. His mom, Jennifer, helps him cover one eye as he identifies pictures on a card.
You got it. And that one?
Daniel's here for a routine checkup.
One?
He's been coming to this clinic, Starlight Pediatrics, since he was an infant.
Horsey.
Nice. Yeah.
Perfect. Jennifer Atkinson is Daniel's adoptive mother.
Health-wise, he's excellent.
But Daniel's health wasn't a certainty when he was placed in foster care only a few days after birth.
Being born with cocaine in his system, it will always put him at a higher risk for ADD, ADHD, and behavioral type problems like that. That being said, well, he is a very active boy, as you saw yourself a few minutes ago. He is also a very normal 4-year-old.
Around the country, many of the kids in foster care have greater health needs than Daniel does because of a history of abuse, neglect, and trauma. In many places, no one is on top of managing the details of foster kids' health care. In this Western New York community, Starlight is. This clinic takes responsibility for making sure kids get seen and treated, and that treatment is sensitive to their complex needs. Sarah Springer works for the American Academy of Pediatrics to improve the health of foster kids.
I mean, there are places like Rochester where kids do get their needs met because they have a really fantastic, well-coordinated, comprehensive care system that works together with their child welfare system. There are other, communities where there's just none of that and kids have less access.
The providers at Starlight manage a juggling act. They do everything any other pediatric clinic would, but they're also specially trained to look for signs of abuse. On top of that, they keep biological parents, foster parents, and social workers in the loop about what's going on with the child. Amy Realbuto is the lead nurse practitioner at Starlight, serving the more than 300 foster kids in Monroe County, New York.
What people need to understand is that these kids are being removed from situations where it's either acutely chaotic or chronically chaotic.
Providers in the practice keep that in mind. It's what's called trauma-informed care, and it's at the center of their practice. Part of this is guiding the child caregivers on how to deal with kids' behaviors.
So it's a lot of support and a lot of education, and that takes a lot of time.
Daniel's appointment took nearly 2 hours from start to finish. That type of time-intensive care is expensive, and Medicaid reimbursement rates that cover foster kids are notoriously low, leaving the county to make up the difference.
We are primarily working off of reimbursement through Medicaid and some county dollars, but that is it. That is all we have. We're always working in a deficit.
So. Because of tight budgets and inconsistent grant funding, the health home has lost in-house dental and mental health services. Foster parents are concerned about the loss of some of these services because they see how the kids in their care benefit from Starlight's holistic approach.
They love these kids as much as we do in a different way. So we support each other very well.
Support that can include distracting a 4-year-old while he gets his shots.
You're doing great. Look at this. You're doing great.
Okay, excellent.
You did great. One more.
Michelle Faust, Side Effects Public Media.